We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Ishan Chan Yaakov ben Chav Shalei Awerim Bavakam Perek Gimel Mishnah Test. The Torah writes in Parshas Hishpatim Shmos Chaf Aleph Pasuk Lamed Hey Vichi Gov Shor Ish Eshor Ayu Vameis. You have a case where an animal Gigov here means Yigach, means it pushes, but it really means it gores. It gores another shore, and that other shore dies. Umachru Es Hashor HaChai V'Chatzu Es Kaspo. What the Torah says is you sell the shore that's alive, the one that did the killing, and you split the money. You also split the mace, the nevela, the carcass that of the dead animal, the animal that was killed. That's this pasuk is speaking about a shor tam that he pays chatzi nezek, you pay chatzi nezek migufo, and that's the topic of our Mishnah. Shor shava mone shenagach shor shava masayim ve'ein hanevela yafeklim. You have a case where a shor tam which was worth 100 zuz on its own, so we have to pay attention to that because shor tam only pays migufo. You'll never pay more than its own value. You're not going to pay more than 100 zuz, and it gored a shor that was worth 200 zuz, and the nevela, the dead animal, is not worth anything. So this is pretty simple. No tail as hashor. What should the nizak do? The one who was damaged, I mean the animal, the owner of the animal that was killed, the animal that was worth 200 zuz. So very simple. Let him take the shor tam itself, because the tam pays chatzi nezek, and the value of the shor is 100 zuz. The value of the chatzi nezek is 100 zuz. The animal that died wasn't worth anything, so the nizak got no payment at all. So taking the shor or its value, 100 zuz, is what he's supposed to do. Shor shava masa. What if, though, the shor tam was worth 200 that killed the other animal, and that other animal was worth 200 zuz as well, and the nevela, of course, and the animal that died is not worth anything, so it's not like there's any payment there. So here, to just give the shor to the person, to the victim, the owner of the animal that died, he can't, because the half payment is what? Is only 100 zuz. Because the damage was 200 zuz, and it's only 100 zuz. But to give your animal, the owner, the perpetrator's animal is worth 200 zuz, but he only owes chatzi nezek. If you pay nezek shalim, that would be one thing to give the animal. You only pay chatzi nezek. So what do you do in this circumstance? So, and in most circumstances, so you have to sell the animal. And then you split the money. So that's what, and the nizak and the mazik split the value. And this is the case of Chati Nezek. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein halacha. So he says like this, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda, like this. It's true, the halacha is that way, that the mazik pays the nizak 100 zuz in this circumstance because it's a half nezek, but not that is not the case of the pasuk. Why? Because kiyamta umachru es hashor hachai v'chatzu es kaspo. Because the way you describe the case, yes, indeed, you sold that animal that was worth 200, the animal, the perpetrator, and you split the money, its value, good, very nice. The nizak gets 100 and the mazik gets to keep 100. But v'lo kiyamta v'gamas hames yechetzun. The pasuk says, and you also split the value of the dead animal. Now your case, Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Yehuda to him, is where the nevela's not worth anything. But if you're splitting, it says v'gamas hames yechetzun, you obviously are splitting the mace as well. So the question is, what then is the case? It must be v'ezeh. What is the shor that the Torah is speaking about, where you're not only selling the shor hachai, but you split in the shor hames. That's where zesh shor sheva masayim shenagach shor sheva masayim. Yes, that's the beginning of the case. There's the same. The shor worth 200 and gorder worth shor worth 200. V'hanevela yafach hamishim zuz. And for example, the carcass is worth 50 zuz. So the nezek that the that he owed, the full nezek is really only 150 of zuz. Why? Because the victim here, the one whose animal was killed, he hasn't lost a full 200 zuz, because the animal itself, the skin, the hide, whatever is worth, something's worth 50 zuz. So the amount of nezek altogether is only 150. So shezeh, so that's what the pasuk's talking about. Shezeh notel chatzi hachai v'chatzi ames. This one takes half the live animal and half the live, and the other one half the live animal, and this one takes half the dead animal and half the dead animal. Meaning each one is going to receive 125 zuz. Everyone ends up losing out 75 zuz, which is the chatzi nezek. Now, the Gemara says, how did Rabbi Meir ignore that in the Pasuk? Rabbi Meir holds, yes, I'm able to learn something from the Gamas HaMeseh Chatzun as well. It comes to teach us the following. So that phrase, according to Rabbi Meir, comes to teach us v'gavmes ha-meisiyah chatzun the following. Really, according to Rabbi Meir, we don't split the mace, even though that's what sounds like what we're doing. It's the mace, the dead carcass, belongs to the nizak completely. Completely. We don't split half belongs to the mazik, half belongs to the nizak, and half of the live animal belongs to the mazik, half belongs to the nizak. No. The entire dead animal still belongs, and that makes sense, belongs to the nizak. So what does it mean that you're splitting it? In what way are you splitting it? The whole thing belongs to the nizak himself. So the answer is because, let's say that depreciates from the time of that the animal is killed to the time this hamad bedin, you come to court. So that loss goes to what we call the pchas nevela, that goes to the nizak. That's the nizak's problem. And in that way, he, so to speak, is paying partially to the mazik in the sense that he's not going to get, let's say the nevela was worth 50. So now by the time you stand bedin, it's only worth 30. It's as if he's paying 20 to the mazik, and that way he's splitting with it. Now the Gemara really says that that's not only Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds that as well. So if that's true, then what are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir arguing about? So the Gemara says they're not arguing about what we call pchas nevela, when the nevela depreciates between the time of the misa and the time of hamad bedin, the time they come to court, but rather they're arguing about shvach nevela. Let's say the nevela, the carcass, the hide, actually appreciated. It went up in value. At the time of Misa, is worth, let's say, 50, and now it went up in price. So Rabbi Meir believes that shvach nevela belongs to the nizak as well, just like the pchas nevela. So that is, and that's what Rabbi Meir means when he says, the pasuk says, umachru es ashor hachai v'chatzu es kaspo. It means there are times where the mazik is going to give the nizak the part of, he's going to give him half nezek of the live shor, and will not be able to subtract anything just because of the shevach, that which the hide, the nevela appreciated, which means one could have made the argument, hold on one second. I, the nezek, and that dead animal's worth 50. The animal was 200. So the liability should be 150, but now, oh my gosh, we come to court. The animal's now worth 60, so I should have to pay you 10 less? So the answer is no. V'machu es ashor achai v'chatzu es kaspo, no. Now you always pay chatzi nezek. That addition all goes to the nizak. The mazik still has to pay that full chatzi nezek. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The mazik also takes half of the shvach nevela. If the nevela appreciated, he gets half of that as well. And therefore he has the right to subtract that amount from what he's paying from the chatzi nezek. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda believes the pasuk gam es hameseh chetzun means. That he's going to, what do you mean half and half? They're going to split the shvach, the appreciation of the nevela. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. Yesh Chayav Al Maseh Shoro Upatur Al Maseh Atzmo. There is a case where a person can be chayav for what his shor does, and yet if he did the same thing, he is going to be patur. How so? We'll get to the exam in a second. And patur maaseh shor. Sometimes you're exempt from that which your shor does, even though you're its owner. V'chayav maaseh atzmo. If you did the same thing yourself, you'd be chayav. So the Mishnah gives the example. Shoro shebiyesh patur. If your shor caused damage to a person because he injured a person. Now this is very embarrassing, has a mark on his face by some type of injuries. He's limping. So the halacha is that the shor that causes boshes, you're going to be patur. In fact, it's not only boshes. The only thing that you pay if your shor caused damage is nezek. The other payments that you pay that you discussed in the eighth parak of Chovel Bachavero, when you injure a person, where you pay nezek tzar, ripur, sheves, and boshes, You know, all of those five pay, you only pay Nezek, only pay the depreciation of a value, and that's all. The embarrassment you don't pay for, you don't pay for unemployment, you don't pay for medical bills. So those are, so you don't pay for pain. So if your shor caused embarrassment through the injury, you're going to be about to. Yet v'hu shed b'yesh, but if you cause injury and it causes embarrassment, chayv, you're going to be chayv. Gemara says, why do we mention boshes only? To teach us that the person's chiyuv in boshes is similar to the masa of his shor. In what way? Just like when it comes to a shor, we know a shor has kavana to cause damage, but doesn't have kavana to embarrass. Shor is not thinking in those terms. So too, when it comes to a person causing damage, causing injury, even though he didn't have kavana to be mevayesh, so nonetheless, he's going to be chayv ala boshes. Right, so when it comes to a shor doesn't have kavana to do boshes, and he has kavana to be mazik, not to be mevayesh. So too, when it comes to a person, same thing. Even when you had kavana just to be mazik and not to do boshes, you're going to be chayav. Because anyone who has kavana to be mazik, it's as if he has kavana on the boshes as well, even though you didn't have that boshes specifically in mind. So we're going to see you're going to be chayav anyway. So although your animal is patur on that boshes, since you're going to be chayav for boshes, we mentioned boshes, you're chayav even though you didn't have kavana, we compare that aspect to a shor as well who doesn't have kavana. Although a shor is putter, you're going to be chayv. Shorosh esime es ein avdo vipila shino putter. If your shor blinded the eye of your Evid Kanani or knocked out the tooth of your Evid Kanani, you're going to be putter, meaning you don't have to free your slave. Yet vuhush esime es ein avdo vipila shino chayv. But of course, as we're at the beginning of Pasach Mishpatim, if a person himself is the one who knocked out the eye or the tooth of his Evid Kanani, he has to set him free. As the Pasuk says, V'chiyake ish es ein avdo es ein amaso v'shichasa lachavshi yishal lachenu tachaseinu. And the pasuk also says, "Ayn vim shein avdo or shein amaso yapil." The pasuk says, "Lachavshi yishal lachenu tachaseinu." Then the Mishnah says, "Sharosh echaval ba'aviv v'imo chayav." You have person's animal injures his parents. Meaning not the animal's parents, meaning the owner's parents. So, of course, you have to pay for nezek. These are people. You have to pay for nezek, whether it's a random person or it's your parents, if your ox caused damage to them. V'husha chaval b'avivimo pater. But if a person injured his parents, he's pater from paying. Why? Because of the famous principle of kamle b'derami v'nei. Since a person who hits his parents and makes a chabura, he's chayiv misa, and we say, ein adam mesu mishalem. So since you get the harsher punishment, which is the principle of kamle b'derami v'nei, therefore, you're not going to be pater because we're lenient. The idea is you're pater because of that principle. So where your shor causes injury to your parents, you're chayiv to pay. If you cause injury to parents, you're not chayiv to pay because you're chayiv misa. Shoro shehidlik as hagadish b'shabbos chayiv. If your shor lit someone else's heap on fire on Shabbos, you're chayiv to pay. You have to pay chasi nezek. This is tsroros. It's or this would be, or maybe it's Karen because it's mishuna. Not something we expect. Nonetheless, you're going to have to pay for that. But v'hushed leges hagadosh b'shabbos pater. But if you lit someone else's heap, not your animal, but you lit someone else's a heap of wheat on fire on Shabbos pater, you don't have to pay. Why? Because here also you chayv misa for chilul Shabbos. Now the Gemara says that this is not only true if you're going actually to be killed by Beis Din, where you're going to receive the harsher punishment. This is even if you did a bishogeg and you don't receive the harsher punishment. Here, you don't have to pay anyway. What's that based on? So that's a famous Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia, based on the pasuk at the end of Parshas Emor. The pasuk says, Umakei behema yishalemena, umakei adam yumas. So in the pasuk, we speak about an animal, the makei behema, and we speak about a person. And we learn like this. Uma makei behema lo chilakta ben shogig lemezid ben miskavin l'shed miskavin l'potro mamon el l'chayvo mamon. What's the halacha? So when an animal causes damage, does it matter whether it's shogeg or mezid or kavana or no kavana? What's the halacha in such a circumstance? When you cause damage to an animal, does it matter? Did it b'shogeg or mazid? No. You have to pay no matter what. Adam olam. So you have to pay no matter what. Shogeg, mazid, makes no difference. If you did it b'shogeg or mazid, you have to pay anyway. You had kavana, didn't have kavana. You damaged someone's property. You have to someone's animal. So you have to pay. So too, when you kill a person, there also is going to be no difference between shogeg and mazid. Aha. So if it's true when it comes to mazid, is it where you chayiv me, so you potter from tashlumin, so too, I can't make a distinction between shogeg and mazid. Just when it comes to injuring or killing someone's animal, their property, there's no difference between shogeg and mazid. You pay whether you did it with mazid or you did it with shogeg. So too, when it comes to a person, the same way there's also no difference. The same way you're going to be potter if you did it with mazid. Why? Because come lebi derabim minei yichayiv misa, and you get the harsher punishment. So too, even with shogeg, when you're not receiving the harsher punishment, you're going to be potter from paying because of the concept of kim lebi derabim minei.